National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories today include Congress votes to continue prosecuting state-authorized medicinal cannabis patients, 163 House members vote to end federal prosecutions, and Drug Czar's office, obsessed with marijuana, fails to address hard drug use, a study says. More information about these stories and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. First today from Washington, D.C., Congress votes to continue prosecuting state-authorized medicinal cannabis patients. 163 House members vote to end federal prosecutions. State-authorized patients and their caregivers who use or possess medical cannabis will continue to be subject to federal arrest and prosecution after the House of Representatives rejected a proposed amendment that sought to bar the U.S. Department of Justice from targeting patients who use cannabis medicinally in accordance with the laws of their states. The House voted 259 to 163 against the bipartisan measure, sponsored by Representatives Dana Raubacher, a Republican from California, and Maurice Hinchey, a Democrat from New York. The 163 House votes in favor of the patient protection provision was the highest total ever recorded in a congressional floor vote to liberalize marijuana laws. Of those who voted in support of the Hinchey-Raubacher medical marijuana amendment, 18 were Republicans, a gain of 3 votes from 2005, and 144 were Democrats, a loss of 1 vote from last year. The House's only independent congressman, Vermont Representative Bernard Sanders, also voted in favor of the amendment.
Unfortunately, for the fourth year in a row, Congress had an opportunity to stop wasting taxpayers' dollars, arresting seriously ill patients who possess and use medicinal cannabis in compliance with state law. Instead, 259 members of Congress chose to prosecute patients.
That was Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre. Representatives Maurice Hinchey and Dana Raubacher, along with Representatives Sam Farr, Barney Frank, Dennis Kucinich, Barbara Lee, David Obey, and Lynn Woolsey, spoke in favor of the amendment, while Representatives John Bozeman, Steve King, Tom Latham, John Mica, John Peterson, and Frank Wolf spoke in opposition to the amendment.
When is this Congress going to recognize that individuals in their private lives have a right to manage their problems as they see fit without the permission of the big guy in the White House or the big guy in the Justice Department or any of the Lilliputians on this congressional floor? Wake up.
That was Congressman David Obey. Following the vote, Representative Hinchey vowed to keep lobbying in favor of the medical use of cannabis. Quote, "People who are dying and suffering in states where medical marijuana is legal should be able to use the drug under a doctor's supervision to ease their pain without having to worry that the federal government is going to bust down their door and arrest them," close quote, he said. The congressman continued, quote, "It is immoral to deny people access to medicine that can help relieve their pain and suffering. We will continue our fight in Congress to protect medical marijuana users and doctors in states that allow such use. This is a battle that must be won," close quote. Also today from Washington, D.C., Drug Czar's office, obsessed with marijuana, fails to address hard drug use, a study says. The White House Office of National Drug Control Policy has wasted billions of taxpayers' dollars since its formation in 1988 on ineffective and counterproductive policies that fail to meet the agency's core objectives. That's according to a report released this week by the nonpartisan Washington, D.C. think tank Citizens Against Government Waste, or CAGW.
The federal government and the ONDCP have chosen to ignore evidence suggesting that the methods being used in the war on drugs are not effective. The federal government has become so obsessed with marijuana use that it is spending money unwisely.
That was Tom Schatz from Citizens Against Government Waste reading from the report. The report cites the ONDCP's National Youth Anti-Drug Media Campaign and the Justice Department's decision to prosecute medicinal cannabis patients and their caregivers as examples of two particularly wasteful and counterproductive programs. Again, Tom Schatz from Citizens Against Government Waste.
The government has thrown more than $1 billion at a campaign that has only succeeded in increasing the number of teenage marijuana users.
The report notes that reviews of the media campaign have found that it often encourages, rather than discourages, cannabis use among viewers. Regarding the Justice Department's prosecution of state-authorized medicinal cannabis patients, Mr. Schatz says the report determines
it is useless to throw millions of dollars into attacking patients that are simply trying to find the most effective medicine possible. States must be given the right to create and enforce these medical marijuana laws within their jurisdiction.
Congress voted 259 to 163 this week to continue enforcing federal penalties upon state-authorized patients. The CAGW report also rebukes government claims that marijuana serves as a gateway to harder drug use, finding that ONDCP policies aimed at reducing marijuana availability are unlikely to make a dent in the use and availability of harder drugs, such as cocaine, methamphetamine, or heroin. Citizens Against Government Waste issued a similar critique of the ONDCP last year, calling the agency a, quote, federal wasteland, close quote, that fails to show objective results. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can try out our new daily podcast, Normal's Audio Stash. More information at normal.org/podcast. And tune in every week here to Normal News, right on this station, your cell phone or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.